So I would like to hear about the Profound trial, but before you get into that, I was just kind of flashing on the things I've been hearing in Ovary about multiplex somatic testing versus germline panel. And I came away with Ovary with a feeling that, well, theoretically, you should do both if you want to capture everybody, that you miss some if you just do germline. You actually miss, according to them, miss some germline if you just do somatic. Is that the case with prostate?
Yeah, I think you miss a lot if you end up doing just germline. And so when we designed the Profound trial, this was based on tissue genomics. We also looked at germline. And I think that part of the reason, if in fact the intent is therapy perspective, then I would say the somatic or the tumor tissue will give you what you need to make a decision. Because if there is no expression, there's no expression. That means there's no germline and there's no somatic. One thing I want to caution your audience about, I did not realize it, but discovered it indirectly, that if a patient has not been consented for germline testing and only tissue was submitted for tumor testing, that if in fact a BRCA-like alteration was identified, since the patient has not been consented for germline, and since this could be germline, some laboratories may not report it. And I discovered that sort of the indirect way. And this has to do with the laws and privacy issues.
Wow.
So I would encourage people to kind of be up to date on this issue. And I don't know if it applies today, but this actually hit my radar screen 2 years ago. And when I looked into it and I specifically contacted the lab that did the testing, and they said, well, because we don't know if this is germline or not, and because this is BRCA, and because of the potential implications, the lab did not report it.
Wow.
And so I would say, again, this has to do with the legalities, nothing to do with medicine. But I would encourage also the audience to verify that up front.
That's really interesting.
Yes. So that's the case. And I would say in a trial that we are doing and we're looking at genomics, there's no question that there are many more cases that are somatic but not germline. And so I think in prostate cancer right now, from a therapy perspective, go with the tumor tissue. But if you have data already from germline, then that's easy. You could use that data if, in fact, it shows that there is an appropriate mutation or alteration that you could use for therapy. We do at our center encourage patients to also undergo germline testing because of the potential implications to blood relatives.
So one other testing question before we start getting into the clinical data. Another sort of area, at least confusion for me, is you hear about homologous recombination repair defects where you look in the tissue. So are those mutations, though?
So the DNA repair defect, that's why I tend to use that lingo as opposed to HRR, is because it's more of a blanket, because there are different other alterations that could be potentially qualifying the patient for PARP inhibitors. So what I would tell physicians and colleagues is that if you have a question and you're not really clear on the lingo that has been reported, is to consult with your molecular pathology colleague or other colleagues who are more experts on sort of the genomics aspect. Because I have to say, it's getting more complicated. And even for somebody who is in the field, I find myself asking, you know, a molecular pathologist, is this something that's actionable or not? Is this something that is, you know, clinically relevant or not?